So from the drawbacks. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Everyone really wants to dance, even if they say they don't.
Artist Open House is a place where creative people in Cook County talk about their work in their own words. Not just what they do, but why, what inspires them to continue, and who may have influenced them along the way. I'm Jay Anderson. Lena Stever loves to dance. Maybe she even needs to dance. In any event, she genuinely believes that anyone can dance, and now she teaches them how.
It is a difficult thing to do, but I also think that people, especially people who don't dance, have a misconception about, you know, how hard it is to do something like that. Because the truth is if you ask the beginning dancers this year, for example, I had a few dancers say, people who came into the class say, I can't dance, you know, and then they come in. And basically all you have to do is I'll tell you where to put your arm, where to put your feet, and then you're going to do it 10 times in a row and you're going to learn that that means this. You know, that's a thing that... And now you're in this position and this position, and eventually you start putting them together, and after, you know, several months, you've learned an entire choreographed dance, and you don't even know how you did that because you came in there not knowing a thing about dance. People think that dancing, choreographed dancing, is this really complex thing that, I mean, it is, especially once you start getting into an advanced level, but anyone can dance. It's not like some inaccessible thing. You're not going in there so that you can become a prima ballerina. You're going in there so you can have the fun experience of dancing.
I want to work on the transition from the into the heel shuffle, heel toe. Let's go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, we're gonna do that 3 times in a row.
In a way, teaching young dancers is the easiest because they pick it up so fast. And they're so enthusiastic, no inhibitions, you know? It's just like, give them a piece of choreography that they can put some expression into, and they're running with it. It's like, it's really fun to watch. But adults are also really fun to teach because they're very cognitive about it, so you can explain things in kind of detail with them, and they'll pick it up, and they'll kind of get the idea of what you're trying to get them to do, and they'll do it, and that's pretty fun too. For me, it's different for everyone. For me, performance is like 25% of the reason to dance. I think 75% is just to be able to do it and have fun while you're doing it, because I just love to dance so much. And I think, especially for the kids, performance is more important. But like just dancing and just having the opportunity to be in a room with a group of other people who are loving to do the same thing that you're doing, it's just really important to just enjoy that part. But performance is awesome because it pushes dancers to do more than what they might already be doing in class. You know, they have an audience to connect with and to perform for. When dancers are really, like, going all out for an audience, they bring the audience in with them, and it's like a dual experience. Both the audience and the dancers get to have this experience together. And I think that, you know, both sides feel it. It's an emotional thing watching dance, and it's an emotional thing performing dance. So I think there's something there between the dancers and the audience where they really connect. One exercise I do with some of my dancers is I'll have them do improv dance before we practice the routine, so that they have to, because that puts them in a really uncomfortable position because they don't have anybody telling them what to do. And so it's just like, this is my thought process when I'm improvising, like, everybody's looking at me, I look stupid, what am I doing, I don't know what I'm doing. And I think that after you do that, and then you're like, all right, now we're gonna do the routine, people start to be like, oh, okay, finally, we're doing the routine. I can relax now. And then they actually do relax, and then they really put their whole heart and soul into it. I mean, I always loved to dance when I was a little kid as well, but I started taking classes when I was 5. And then I think that maybe they just weren't available, or I don't really remember how it stopped, but I stopped for a few years. But then Renee Mo started her Sterling Dance up here, and I was 8. I started dancing with her then, and I just stayed with her until I was graduating from high school, and stayed with it, and I ended up taking, you know, multiple classes by the time I graduated. So I kind of started as just like taking one or two classes, and then I got really ingrained, and it became just sort of something I did, not even a choice anymore, but just like a part of my life on a major scale. If I hear a song that's really connecting with me at the time, it's probably because of where I'm at in my life, and I'll hear a song that's, you know, either really celebratory or really sad or really angry or whatever, and if there's something going on in that moment where I can really connect to it, that's when I really start thinking about, okay, what kind of movement could I put to that? And it just kind of happens subconsciously, and then I'll start kind of really thinking about it. I think that I feel really all the feelings of the song while I'm doing the movement, because the movement is based on the feelings of the song. I'm pretty sure that dance is like a human inclination, that it's part of human nature. Because when you go to like a wedding party or anywhere where there's an option to dance, kids are on the floor dancing. No matter what gender, who they are, what kind of family they're from, they are dancing. And it's only when we start to get kind of like afraid of what other people might think that we stop dancing and we start, you know, just only bobbing our heads or tapping our feet or whatever. But every culture has dance. I mean, everybody loves to dance deep down. You just gotta break through the barriers and do it anyway, even though you might be a little afraid. Everyone really wants to dance, even if they say they don't.
Dancer and choreographer, Lena Stever. For Artist Open House, I'm Jay Anderson. Artist Open House is a production of WTIP News with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.